the organizers of Little League Baseball have taken a step to prevent cheating. Starting this summer, teams in the Little League World Series will have to carry birth certificates for every player at all times. It's an effort to stop overage players from slipping in the game. This is one of two developments that got NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman thinking about cheating in sports. And Tom joins us now, as he regularly does on All Things Considered on the weekends. Tom, welcome again.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing great. So why did the Little League organizers do this now?
This has been 2 years in the making, really. After the 2001 scandal, which was probably the biggest scandal in Little League World Series history, the Danny Almonte scandal, the pitcher who was throwing those blazing 70-mile-an-hour fastballs against 12-year-olds, turned out he was 14. And so that was, of course, a big controversy then. Last year, there were rumors that a team from New York was bending the rules in some way. So this has been in progress for a couple of years. And now, as you said, this summer, for the first time, they will have these birth certificates available. So in case a kid shows up with a full beard, they can check with his coach and find out how old he is.
Now, people have been thinking a lot about cheating in baseball recently because of the controversy over Sammy Sosa and the corked bat that he took at least one swing with in a recent game. But I gather there's also a controversy over the clubs that are being used in golf right now, in professional golf.
Tiger Woods has been the most notable critic of what's been going on. He's saying it's basically bombs away on the tour, where players are driving well beyond 300 yards. The concern is that the head of these drivers is providing an illegal kind of trampoline effect, which is just shooting the ball out that much farther.
Trampoline effect?
Trampoline effect. So when you hit the ball, imagine, you know, it all happens so quickly, but if you imagine the face of the club hitting the ball, that there is this infinitesimal kind of depression in the face of the club, and then boing, shoots the ball out that much farther. Golf manufacturers have been making the heads on these clubs so enormous.
They're bigger and bigger.
Bigger and bigger for people like me who can't ever find the sweet spot. And the problem is they have to compensate for the enormous size of the golf club head by building it with material that then, people are saying, creates more of this trampoline effect.
And they're calling on the PGA, the Professional Golf Association, to test everybody's driver before every tournament?
Well, that's what Tiger Woods and some of the pros are saying. It's a really dicey issue because golf is one of the few sports left that integrity is an essential part of it. Golf officials who actually disagree with Tiger Woods, they say that it's not rampant cheating, they are very hesitant to make testing at each PGA Tour stop mandatory, because what that says, that implies that golf is tainted. So they're wrestling with this right now. There are going to be some meetings next week by the PGA Tour to figure out how do we do this. There's now a portable device that they can use and actually take to golf courses and test. Tiger Woods says every guy who steps up to hit a tee shot should be tested. The tour officials are saying more, let's make it voluntary.
It's interesting that you've now got questions about cheating in these two sports that would like to be surrounded, I guess, by a kind of aura of innocence. I mean, little kids on a baseball diamond and golfers going on the honor system and calling penalties against themselves and so forth.
There are people who kind of deal with these issues all the time, people who work for sports ethics institutes, and I actually talked to a guy from the National Values Center, that's down in Denton, Texas. He said, yes, cheating perhaps is happening more in sports, and for predictable reasons. There's more money out there, and the more the reward there is at the end, the more likely you are going to be to maybe fudge a little bit.
You're a golfer.
I am a golfer.
And you play with people. Got any suspicions about them?
No. Well, okay. You really want me to get into this?
That's why I'm asking.
I'm going to bring up my late grandmother. I love her dearly, and we played golf. That was an important part of our relationship. We would go out and play, and she would get, had to be double digits on a hole, 10, 11, something like that, I'd say.
How'd you do?
And she'd go, give me a 4.
Tom Goldman is NPR sports correspondent. Honestly, Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.